Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
College and pro weekend takeaways. Up first, Michigan will not make a bowl game. The last time they lost to Illinois was 2009. Rich Rod finished 5-7. The last time they were held to 7 points or fewer, 2014. Brady Hoke, they finished 5-7. John, this team will finish 5-7.
So the five games left, they've got to win two out of three games. It's Michigan State, it's Indiana, and it's Northwestern. I'll take the Northwestern and think that that's a win. But if they play the way that they did on Saturday, they're not beating Michigan State. They're certainly not beating Indiana. So I'm not going to say I agree, but I'm going to say it's not an overreaction.
Overreaction now, but I think the wording here is even more interesting. Will not make a bowl game. Make means you're bowl eligible.
Correct.
I can see a 6-6. I think predicting this game coming this Saturday is crazy. So I have no idea what's going to happen, but I think they could win. I think they can lose too, but 6-6 on the table. But if they're 6-6 and they make themselves bowl ineligible, then is that considered making a bowl game?
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? I'm twisting the words around here. They were bowl eligible, but they made themselves, they put a postseason bowl ban on themselves, which I anticipate is potentially coming here.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a different can of worms.
Is that an overreaction?
That's why I said self-imposed before the year.
Exactly. They should have done it.
Speaking of this week, let's just say it. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off. Michigan State will beat Michigan this Saturday in Ann Arbor. MSU is the better coach team. Look at how both teams came out of the bye week. MSU's balanced on offense. They were sound on defense. They beat Iowa without punting, scored on their final four drives with a couple touchdowns. And I love that combination that's forming with Childs and Marsh. Michigan has no quarterback, no passing game. Back to the drawing board. Now what?
It's on the table. It's certainly on the table. It's something that it's not an overreaction. If you can't move the ball, you can't possess the ball. And Michigan State did that against still a really good Iowa defense. It's not an overreaction.
Yeah, how does Michigan come out of the bye that way? 2 weeks to prepare.
Not an overreaction. An absolutely disgraceful performance by Michigan after a bye. I think I was trying to defend Sherrone Moore and say, hey, let's let it play out, in John's words.
Yeah.
And for his team to come out and look worse after the bye is really incriminating. I passed something along to Jim last night via text. Sherrone Moore has entered next coach to be fired odds. And I think that's a little outrageous, probably for now, but it was 33-1.
Yeah, I just think anytime you're getting compared to Rich Rod and Brady Hoke, you're not exactly where you need to be. That's not good company to be keeping as Michigan's head football coach.
But the key was you have 2 weeks, and the first time that Jack Tuttle goes in there against Washington, three scoring drives in a row. They ultimately lose the game because what? Jack Tuttle turns the ball over, fumbles it, and throws an interception. Then you think, okay, well, there's something to build on throughout the bye week. Defensively, you can work on a lot of things. And defensively, there were some things that I thought they did better. And it wasn't the defense that cost them this game. It was a horrific offense. And I know everybody wants to, you know, get on me about my prediction earlier in the year. I've been wrong before, and Jim, let me tell you, I will be wrong again, but I don't know if I was more wrong than I was thinking that this team could be a decent team, not just a good team, but at least a decent team.
John, they had a touchdown the first drive out of the half against Washington. Since then, the offense has had 15 drives, only one score in that time. So 14 of 15 drives are empty. And there have been five turnovers in the 15 drives. It's a mess.
They look like they don't care.
Let's start at the top. All right. And I know I'm not going to spend the entire rest of the overreactions talking about this, but who has been their most reliable offensive player?
Mullins.
Kalo Mullins. How come he wasn't on the field to start the game? How come you don't, until that one drive that you're talking about, it was like a, I don't know, it was in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And they start off with four Kalel Mullins runs.
Imagine
two
that.
First downs. And then they go to the play action. And I'm watching it. They stick the ball in Kalel Mullins' belly. Linebackers come up. There's Colston Loveland. Twice in a row!
We mentioned coaching. I think this one will be a quick one. Kirk Cignetti is the National Coach of the Year. Indiana 7-0, winning every game by two or more touchdowns. They put up a 50-burger on Nebraska. Hand him the award.
Well, Nebraska is the first winning team with a winning record that they've played. He is certainly the leader in the clubhouse. I'm not ready to hand that one out. I think it's a little bit early. Let's see what happens through the rest of the season. But if the season were to end right now, clearly Coach of the Year.
Let's let it play out a little bit longer. Overreaction for now. I think I sometimes with these things, let's not disrespect what Dan Lanning and, I hate to say this, even James Franklin are doing right now.
Jalen Milroe is not an NFL quarterback. He just isn't a good enough passer. He's had more interceptions than touchdowns the last 2 weeks. And in the red zone, those interceptions, to me, show the gap between him and an NFL passer.
It's an overreaction. He still has plenty of time. It's not like I don't think he's going to be leaving college football this year to be an NFL quarterback next year. He's got plenty of time to improve and work on his craft, become a better passer. I think right now it's an overreaction.
Not an overreaction. Look, I mean, does he tag on to a NFL roster at some point, you know, and he's a backup or a third stringer? Sure. If you look at the garbage that's in the league right now, that spot's there for him. But as far as being a number one, it's not an overreaction.
So right now you think he's going back to school. He has one more year of eligibility.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, yeah.
Jared Goff is the MVP of the NFL. Goff is on one of the two best teams, and he's playing better than Mahomes. Last three games, a maestro, 87% passing, nearly 900 yards, 7 touchdowns, no picks, 13 yards per attempt. Oh, and he caught a pass, too, for a touchdown. 3 straight games with a passer rating above 140. 4th quarterback in history to do it. The last two won the MVP. Rodgers in 2011, Kurt Warner in 99.
Yeah, I think he is certainly an MVP candidate. And it's—I don't think it's an overreaction.
Who's
at all.
The MVP right now?
Yeah. I have no problem saying that.
I agree. He deserves it right now. We'll see how the whole thing goes throughout the season. I don't even know who else you could argue right now, reasonably. Who would you?
Yeah, who's number two? The betting odds right now are still Mahomes 1, followed by Allen and Lamar.
I mean, the Mahomes thing is absurd. He is doing what he needs to do, and that's the brilliance of how smart and a franchise quarterback he is. He's not trying to overdo it. But he's not the MVP.
Well,
their defense is the MVP.
Yes, I agree. The defense has really saved the offense quite a bit. He did not look really good yesterday. He also doesn't have much to throw to. He is trying to make chicken salad out of, we know what that line is.
Chicken bleep.
But right now, Jared Goff is performing as the best quarterback on the best team in the NFL.
Two best teams in the league right now are the Lions and the Chiefs, right?
Yep. No question.
Hands down, book it. Both have a tremendous need. It's reckless if they don't address it, in my mind.
Both teams.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Kansas City does leading up to the deadline at receiver, as well as, obviously, we're going to be talking about it for 2 weeks. What does Detroit do to solidify an edge pass rusher?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Niners' Super Bowl window has closed. Losing record after 7 weeks, Ayuk might be done for the year. Purdy was ugly. When he doesn't have the Avengers, he's average, and the support is crumbling.
It's closed for this year. I don't know that it's closed entirely, because when you have Shanahan as your coach, maybe they can't win it because he has to coach in the second half of games, but without Christian McCaffrey, and I don't know that he's back this year, without Ayuk, Debo Samuel, with, you know, he's missed time and missed the hill, you know, yesterday got the illness. I think it's closed for this year.
Okay, so you're talking about this version of the 49ers. So if we went back to the first Super Bowl team that played the Chiefs, to me that was a different version to a degree. They had, I mean, a lot of roster turnover. So I'm saying right now this version, it's not closed yet. Mm. I still think this team is going to find a way to get into the playoffs. And when they do, I believe they're going to be a tough out.
Deshaun Watson will never play again. Looked like an Achilles non-contact injury could mean he is out for a year plus. Should have been benched anyway. Are they really going to go back to him?
How many years does he have left on his deal?
Too many. My point is he would be a benched backup. They'd have to park the money.
Okay, so he's not going to play the rest of this year. And I think they probably milk it to where maybe he's able to come back December of next year. He won't. So now you're looking at, what is it, one more year on his contract? So, he doesn't play for Cleveland ever again.
Well, and how many years has he missed in his career when you really think about it? I mean, he played in 2020, but then didn't in 21, barely in 22. Barely in 23, barely in 24. I don't think it's a stretch at all to say he doesn't ever play again.
I don't think it's an overreaction. I'm going to say it's an overreaction because, ever is you're painting yourself into too deep of a corner.
Yeah, ever's an overreaction for now. And other than everything else you guys said, I do think that it is. I mean, look, he's taking his last snap probably in Cleveland, but I'm not ready to go like all in on that.
Aaron Rodgers ruined his legacy by leaving Green Bay. A Super Bowl winner, a four-time MVP, yet the lasting image will be this Jets stint. He'll be remembered as an arrogant DB who the Jets catered to, gave him his way, and he's still failing in the biggest market in an epic way. No excuses. It's your fault.
I think it's an overreaction. I don't think it's going to tarnish his legacy. He's still one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. And people will remember the Jets stint. They'll remember him being a DB, but I think there's a lot of people that thought he was a DB before.
He ruined his legacy at the end of his time in Green Bay by his behavior that's just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. Look, I don't know what this guy's going to do after his career. I have zero interest in seeing him on TV and doing games or anything like that. So I can't stand him. I think he's probably the most disliked person in sports right now, to be quite honest with you.
Well, he'll probably be a co-host with McAfee.
Yeah, McAfee, and go down that road, and he can do that. And I don't know. I think he ruined it long ago.
And those are your Weekend Overreact Gyms. 97.1.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.